This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. If you aren't using a web conferencing tool or the service you use is clunky, why not use GoToMeeting.com? It lets people come together globally. You can basically meet online to demonstrate, collaborate, or do business. It's brought to you by Citrix, my favorite. Easy to use, you turn a call into an instant online meeting with just one click. It's the most affordable. You can have as many online meetings as you want for $49 a month, and it's completely secure. We've used GoToMeeting.com, and once you use it, you'll realize you've been wasting time your entire life. My listeners can try it free for a month. GoToMeeting.com, unlimited online meetings free for this special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, type in the promo code Colin. Easy to use, $49 a month, and absolutely secure. Why waste time traveling? Go online. Click GoToMeeting.com.
You hear that date and you're like, 16 years ago. June 17th, 1994.
I don't know how to split this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
I woke up this morning in some Japanese family's rec room, and they would not stop screaming.
Loud noises!
Don't touch me. I'll beat your brains out.
Not a game, not a game, not a game.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
It's sports.
All around the clock, sports all the time. That's the concept of the news.
Oh, that's never going to work. That's ridiculous.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, welcome to Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on a Tuesday here, a breezy Tuesday. I know a lot of you headed down to the College World Series to enjoy the action today, tomorrow, maybe just sometime this week. Love to have your thoughts on what's going on the last year at Rosenblatt. 1-888-455-3776. That's 1-888-455-ESPN. If you have a BlackBerry, you don't know what those numbers are, so 3776 out there. You know what? We didn't have a show yesterday. We preempted to be the College World Series game. Been some great baseball being played. Been some small ball being played. You've got to see squeeze plays. You've got to see home runs. Pretty much everything the College World Series has to offer, you saw it already. You got to see great dominating pitching performances. And you've got to see people struggle. And the Winkler kid that pitched so well against Texas struggles last night, gets beat by a UCLA Bruins team, which I don't think a lot of people maybe saw. I think early in the year they were one of those teams that people saw that pitching staff and thought, you know, they could be pretty good. Now once you get here, you saw what TCU is doing with the bats, and I don't think anybody expected him to be able to shut them down like the Cox kid was able to do last night. So they advance on in the winner's bracket and look to have the hand up, certainly. Here, we'll get a day off. Two games going on today at 3:30. It is go time. Oklahoma on the mound at 8 o'clock tonight, 3:30 today. Looks to be South Carolina and Arizona State with Clemson and Oklahoma to follow tonight. So they had to play three yesterday to get the rain out. Day caught back up, but everything's good to go now in Omaha, and hopefully weather holding on. Everything should be good to go there. Damon Day sits in as Douglas is gone today, actually headed down to the College World Series to take in a couple days of action. So glad to see Doug get away and have a little fun. Been very, very busy. You know, people don't realize when you start adding up nights of volleyball, football, basketball for Doug, there's several hours put in a week. I don't think he's out. Oh, he's just having fun doing that. Well, it's still work, and he works a hell of a lot during the year, and I wish he'd get away more, or hope he could get away more. But Damon, you step in again, and you know what? The Pebble Beach went on, the U.S. Open went on, the television ratings for the prime time were up 35% since 2000. You know, amazing coverage there. The College World Series going on. You got to see the College World Series up close and personal.
Yep. It was very interesting. You know, I've been going to the College World Series since I moved here, and gosh, it was 1999 when I first moved out here, and It's different this year. For anybody who's heading down, it's just different. There's a different vibe about it. There's a different, you know, they put this huge fence all the way around it, and it seems just there's only really two or three entrances in and out of the complex. And I think it being the last year and everybody trying to get down there, there was just a lot of people who had never been before and don't know really how it works. And, you know, there was just – and maybe my tolerance in the last year has changed, but there's just more idiots out there than I'd ever seen before, and it was just truly amazing. It was great. It was a great experience.
Now, you were opening weekend, so the casual fan that, oh, I'm going to go see it, I want to take an opening weekend.
Yeah, that you run into that. You know, it probably would have been better as the week goes on, you know. So we were fortunate, myself, a pitcher of ours by the name of Yancey Birch, and then Kearney native Manny Reinsch, we were selected to work the Yes Clinic for the NCAA. We got to do a clinic down at Creighton for about 400 youths of the Omaha area, so we were fortunate that the NCAA, we were one of the 15 coaches and players that were selected. So we got rooms down at the Hilton and tickets and parking passes, and it was a special occasion for us. But it is mind-boggling down there. The parking and just the ability to get in and get out down there is just really different, it seems, this year, more so than anything else. And so I'll be interested to see. I'm probably not going to make it back, but I know that the new stadium looks pretty cool. Pretty cool down there, down by the Quest Center. It's going to be quite the amazing thing down there.
Do they say, are they ahead of schedule? Many people that saw it just go, well, it's got to be way ahead of schedule. It's...
You know, I don't know, but just from driving by and looking at it, it's going to take some time for the grass to grow. You know, I mean, it's not that far. Yeah. I mean, the outside structure and whatnot, it looks a little odd. You know, if you watch the television show Visitors, it looks like one of those spaceships type of thing. So it looks a little...
You just fired one over my head. No.
There's a television show called Visitors. It's on ABC. I've only seen the commercials because it was on when we were on the road for 5-7 straight weeks, so I saw the commercial like every time you watch a basketball game or anything. And so, but it looks kind of like it doesn't look like, I thought it would be like an old school building, but they kind of went more with the modern, you know. I was thinking more like Oklahoma City's Bricktown Ballpark, yeah. You know, old school brick. And no, this has kind of got new age and whatnot. So,
what do you got a team down there that just caught your eye to say, boy, that team is loaded?
Oh, I got to watch them practice, and I'll tell you what, there's a reason why those guys are there. There's a reason why those types of programs make it. I mean, you just watch them do things from a practice standpoint, and I was joking around with our assistant coaches. If there are some of the things that we tried to do in our practice setting with those guys, one of our guys would get killed. I mean, because those guys, you know, and when I say that, it's not that the talent level is that different. It's just their ability to repeat their swings. And I talk about it from a batting practice standpoint. When you watch those guys take BP, they don't miss. They don't miss a ball. And if they do, they're very quickly right back at it type of thing. Everybody hits the ball to the left side. Everybody hits it up the middle. Everybody hits it to the right side. Well, you know, that's just how polished they are and whatnot. So to see those guys is absolutely amazing, to see how good those teams truly, truly are at that level. And you got to understand, at Division One, it's different probably than, you know, a lot of other – Division One baseball is a lot different from the standpoint of is there are the haves, and then there, you know, there is the big-time Rosenblatt, I'm going to Omaha type of baseball programs. And then there's that middle level of Division One, and then there's that back half of Division One baseball that's probably no, you know, we would be very competitive in certain conferences, being at a Division Two school, we'd be very competitive at a majority of Division One conferences in the North,
right?
You know, but to see those top echelon guys, to see the lefty from TCU. I mean, ridiculous. I mean,
well, see, anybody turn down the money, you know, four, six, whatever. They argue, say whatever you want. Just have a high school kid say, "I'm going to college," and here he is doing what? That to me is just to blow away hitters like that with aluminum bats. Well, and on the flip side of that, you've got his team. All nine people hit over 300.
Yeah,
over 90 home runs. That to me is ridiculous as well.
And that's the amazing thing about that young man is, you know, he's not, he if you read the stories and you talk to people, we were fortunate that we were staying at TCU's hotel, and then we got to see them practice. So we got to talk to a couple of their managers and a couple of their BP throwers and some guys like that. Him being there is a total fluke. We're going to play this all the way to the end, and then when they called his bluff, he went to school. I mean, that's basically how it – I mean, it basically was they all played a game of chicken, the Rangers did and him, and at the end of the day, coach from TCU is the ultimate winner. Now, Grant, I think that young man is going to be the next Strasburg type that I think going to college – and I think that's what a lot of people are starting to realize, and I think you heard the young man say it is, okay – yeah, granted, I would have had the money up front, but now I'm getting to pitch in Omaha. I got to pitch in Texas. I've gotten to have some great experiences rather than driving to Frisco, Texas to play the Roundhawks or, you know, having to drive down to middle of nowhere, Louisiana in the Texas League and play in front of 400 people.
And next to Tiger Woods, I'm pretty damn popular with the ladies.
You know, but you're starting to see a lot more high draft. Look at the guy from UCLA. They're starting to take – I'll take the college and be the big man on campus. Now, granted, you don't have the $6 million in your bank account, but you are getting quite an experience of going to those colleges and being involved.
Now, I know those kids can go out and get insurance for – you know, you can go to Lloyd's London and get insurance for your arms and your elbows and whatever. And obviously, they've taken measures to ensure that. You just think –
what if?
When that check could have – you know, you're looking back. Now you're looking back going – well, he came through the first year unscathed, and he's
burning. He's draft eligible after next year. He's older. So, it wasn't like he's going to have to do this three-year thing. And, you know, and I think that's the one thing when you look at the College World Series now and you see how big of a business it's become. From its, I mean, you, I don't know if anybody got to, I bought that Longest Home Run. There's a DVD out. Everybody should buy it if you're a World Series fan. It's great. I've only gotten to watch the first part of it, but if you watch and you see, you know, there used to be no bleachers in center field. There used to be, and you see how big it's gotten. And now you hear all this talk about TV contracts and the Big Ten's $25 million this and that and whatnot. You hear how Reggie Bush, you know, got these illegal benefits. The end and the demise of college athletics is going to be when somebody organizes the student athletes. At some point, the student athletes are going to look around and say, you know what, the $12,000 I get to do this is not part of the $100 billion industry.
And in baseball, it isn't. You know, it's not a scholar. I mean, it's 11.7 for 25 of them or 30 of them, whatever's on the team.
The supposed rumor is that the Perk kid's only getting like 40% from TCU. You know, but that's where I see happening next. Is you and you know what? And it's only going to happen. Baseball's probably the sport to where it could happen first. Because let's face it, all those guys that are juniors, they're not really playing for draft position. Everybody already coming out of their summer league going into their junior year knows where they're going to be. But you start to get some big-time football guys, and you think about to the Reggie Bushes or the Matt Leinarts, or what if some of those guys would have just said, hey, you know what? Where's our cut? And I know you – I would love to hear what other people have to say about that. But that and being an NCAA guy, I'm not saying my Division II athletes deserve to get paid. And I don't know how you do it across the board. But here Reggie Bush is just getting hammered for taking a small piece from somebody who was finally willing to give it to him. How much money did Reggie Bush bring to USC? I mean, you know what? And here he is getting busted for taking, what, $40,000 or $50,000? And I mean, his parents couldn't even afford to the game. You know, how many parents are at this College World Series and they don't get to go see their kid?
Well, that's how, you know, you hear the Reggie Bush house that his parents lived in was $480,000 or whatever. And you're thinking, oh, my gosh, this must be a deal around Lachlan, or, you know, in Hastings, right. or around the lake there in Grand Island, or Lighthouse Point. This is a house that I live in. You know, in California, just
like,
I mean,
California standards.
It's 1,300 square feet upstairs, and maybe half the basement's finished, and it's $500,000.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. People are ooing on. Like, oh, my gosh, you must have an Olympic pool. No, it doesn't.
It wasn't
no,
like living in Malibu
or
Beverly Hills. I mean, and that's where you get
Madonna, and they're not up the street.
Yeah,
at this neighborhood.
And I always love how the NCAA or administrators will come back and be like, "Well, they're getting a college education." No, seriously, people, we are making billions upon billions of dollars off of Division I, big time college athletics. And I know that the whole debate is, "Well, what do you do for the rowers?" Nothing. What do you do for lacrosse? Nothing.
Right.
Let's see their checks at the end of the year and what we get paid to do some things. And you know what? I mean, think about how...
Well, there's such a select few that are benefiting everyone else to pay for everyone else.
Right, and that's great. I realize that the Division II College Baseball Championship would not happen without the success of Rosenblatt. I completely understand that. But my point is that majority of these guys are just like my players from the standpoint of, do we have enough money to go down and get tacos? Do we have enough money to go get a burger? You know, or can we scrounge up enough money? They're just like my guys when it comes to that. But, and I can understand where they're coming from, but then they're going to walk into a stadium full of 90,000 people screaming and cheering for them, and the school just made about $3 million off of people coming to see them play. And that's where you get the whole rub of it, and that's the point that I find most interesting. And you see it so hands-on at the College World Series because it's such a huge spectacle, but it's so down-home. You know, well, it's such a down-home feeling type of event.
See, and that's what I hope doesn't change dramatically about moving that to the corporate feel,
right,
to the downtown. Well, we're downtown. Zesto's now in, you know, it looks like a brand-new... with all the brick structure. That's not Zesto's.
Right.
Yeah. Zesto's is going down to the old malt shop and and getting your shake.
I want to see the guy frying my burger from Zesto's that you... It's a little questionable. A little questionable on, you know, is he really clean up? I mean, has he washed his hands to handle that stuff? I don't know.
What list is he on?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, you know, I found it best. You know, they showed it yesterday on TV. Lady's just straight picking up hamburgers barehanded. I was like, someone's going to get in trouble for that. But that's why Zesto's tastes so good, you know. And, you know,
I love the coverage. World Herald really goes out of their way and does some neat stories and breaks some things down. And you get a little sense. They take a kid from each team and they do dugout chatter, they call it, and they go through and they just ask them a question. It's basically a one word answer. But why we're getting out of the Big Ten, this made me chuckle this morning. They got an Oklahoma kid, which is represent the Big 12, and then you got the other three. Clemson kid said his hardest class was international business. Arizona State kid says geography. The Amaral kid, whose dad played in the major league, said economics. Okay, all three pretty tough. They got the Oklahoma kid. The closet kid said Pilates.
Have you ever done Pilates?
No.
I'll be honest with you. That may be the toughest class.
I'm just saying, from a mental strain on things, I'm hoping that international... I'm hoping that one of these other three...
Hey, I'm telling you, in that kid's defense, they asked what the hardest class was. And probably from a physical standpoint, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Pilates is it.
Okay.
They need to specify what was your hardest academic.
Okay, I was saying weightlifting. Well, yeah, God, it was a workout, man. It really tested.
We got killed today in Pilates. Coach, I can't go today during practice. Our Pilates instructor was ruthless today.
You know what? We're going to have more College World Series talk. If you've been down to the College World Series, checked it out. We'd love to have your thoughts. 1-888-455-3776. Shoot us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Couple great guests coming up. We're back after this with Ryder Nelson. He's a student president of the National High School Rodeo Association, and the Nebraska State High School Finals Rodeo begins later this week, actually tomorrow, 23rd through the 26th here of June. He will preview this event for us going on in Hastings. If you're into that sort of thing, enjoy that sort of thing. Great opportunity right here in Central Nebraska to check it out. And later in the program, we are going to go to Iowa City and catch up with Andy Hamilton. He is with the Iowa City Press Citizen to get his thoughts on Nebraska joining the Big Ten. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to complete nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunbart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill, their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing, or how about their outstanding prime rib. Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Are you covered? For Tiger Tough Tarps, you need Hastings Canvas Company. Custom-made tarps, awnings, and boat covers. Plus, custom-made canvas products like air conditioner and generator covers, tractor umbrellas, and more. All custom-made to your specs. We've been in business for nearly 80 years for a reason. We're not happy unless you're happy. On the corner of Eastside Boulevard and 3rd in Hastings. Call today for a free estimate. 462-6615. Hastings Canvas Company. Tiger Tough Tarps.
It's like no other exhibition game.
Take me out of the ballgame.
There remains a magic in this clustering of stars who swing bats for show and toss the horse hide so it looks like an aspirin. And when the hype subsides, when Americans face nationals, it comes down to that simple confrontation. Pitcher against batter. Mano a mano. It's all-star coverage. Hear the Midsummer Classic on the station that's stroking gappers to the wall. ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550.
We'll see showers and storms possible yet across the area today, along with some partial sun developing with high temperatures in the mid-90s. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 15, upper 60s for lows tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79. So live your life. Hey, hey.
Back Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. I know you're getting ready for, you know, travel teams are taking off and they're getting to the end of the year. Spectacular tournaments. Only want you to know baseball, softball gloves, Easton, Louisville, Mizuno, Wilson, all available. Misco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center. Bats, whether it's Little League, Senior League, Legion, they've got them for you. Misco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center. Cleats, maybe your shoes running out. You got a little wear and tear on them. Adidas, Nike, Mizuno, Misco Sports, the downtown Kearney Center. Catcher's equipment, all sizes to fit you. Umpire's equipment, you're getting ready for district and state tournament. I don't want to look like the other guys. Don't be the dorky umpire out there. That's the way it's got something different on. They've got a few Misco Sports, the downtown Kearney Center. Maybe you're looking for some new uniforms. Maybe you're looking for some new caps before districts. Well, they've got it for you. Misco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center. Go find Steve and the gang. Misco Sports is where it's at. They've been doing it for a long, long time, and they're still doing it for you at Misco Sports. Well, right now we're switching our attention a little bit, and we're going to talk to Ryder Nelson. And reading Ryder Nelson's bio, I like, you know, he's involved in rodeo, and he's headed to Southeast Oklahoma State in Durant on a rodeo scholarship, possibility of going pre-med. Maybe becoming a chiropractor. Ryder's a thinker. He sees some of those.
You need that if you're going to work the rodeo, I think, and we got Ryder right now.
There you go. Ryder, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Super. Ready for a big weekend Hastings, I understand.
Oh, yeah. Just getting all practiced up.
Ryder, now, explain to the folks what goes on and how you qualify for the state high school rodeo finals.
To qualify for the state high school rodeo finals, there's 28 rodeos throughout the year. And you have to be in the top 30 in your event to make to the state finals.
Now, obviously, you come from the state of Nebraska. Now, I'm guessing most of these kids are from the Panhandle or out western Nebraska. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's a lot more out there than there is in the eastern part.
And you come from Donovan. How many events have you qualified in?
I've qualified in the three events, the calf roping, team roping, and steer wrestling.
And is there... when you go to these events, are there favorites in these events? Somebody that's done very well that people like, oh, he's going to be good if someone doesn't happen. on the bad side of things to him?
Yeah, there's a lot of kids that some kids are better in each event. There's me and the team roping. I got a pretty solid team, and Riley Pruitt, the calf roping, he ropes really good. So there's a bunch of people good in each event.
Who's the best bull rider in the state of Nebraska from a high school mark?
Oh, it's all pretty close in the bull riding. I haven't watched too many of those.
You stay away from that?
Yep.
Probably a good idea. Ryder Nelson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as the Nebraska State High School Finals Rodeo gets set to go. What goes on tomorrow morning? When does this get started?
Tomorrow morning it starts with the cutting at 8 o'clock.
And the cutting, when does the first go-around go?
The first performance is Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. We'll start with the grand entry at 9 o'clock. And the second performance is at 6:30 on Thursday night.
Now, when you do those first two deals, that would qualify you for the finals then, would be after that, is that correct?
The first four performances qualify you for the short round.
Explain further, would you?
Okay, the first four performances, on Thursday is the first round of the rodeo, and that will be a morning performance and a night performance. And Friday, there will be the second round, will be a morning performance and the night performance. And in each of those two rounds, all 30 competitors will be competing. And on Saturday at 1, there will be a short round, which will take the top 10 competitors in each event.
Okay, then we will break it down even further than the top 10. You need to be in the top 4 to advance to the National Finals Rodeo held in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
No, it's in Gillette, Wyoming.
Gillette, Wyoming, excuse me. Is that correct?
Yep.
So you got to be in the top 4, then you'll have an opportunity. Now, there's no money in high school rodeo, is there?
Not really. There's some side jackpots at rodeos, but there's not a whole lot of money in high school rodeo.
But now, I mean, it's a little bit different because obviously you can't play football for money or whatever in high school sanctioned events. But you guys can go on and compete in rodeos all around the state, you know, throughout the summer and have the opportunity to make some money.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but it's a different deal when you're traveling all the time. It does cost a little bit too.
Oh, gas prices have gone up, so it doesn't cost a quarter anymore.
No, it certainly doesn't. Ryder, you've been the student president of the Rodeo Association and an organizing of all these high school rodeos. On 44, what's went into that?
I've been the national president, and going into that, I have done a lot of campaigning and a lot of trying to support rodeo and get it out there and get more members.
Now, if you're doing this as a national president, is that require a bunch more travel to promote the event, or can you do it mostly from Nebraska?
I've gone to Indianapolis, I've been to Louisiana, I've been to Vegas, I've gone to Kentucky, and I've been to a bunch of different places for that.
What's the best high school rodeo there is out there in the nation?
In the nation? There's got to be our national finals is a great rodeo for us.
Awesome. Well, Ryder, we're going to steer people in the right direction, have them get out there. Tomorrow morning, the cutting goes on, starting then the first go-round starts on Thursday morning, the grand entry at 9 o'clock. And it goes all weekend long over in Hastings at the Adams Family Fairgrounds. I look forward to you. Best of luck, Ryder. Thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and stay healthy.
Yep, thank you.
Well, that's what's going on the next 3-4 days over there in Hastings, Nebraska State High School Rodeo's Finals. And if you're interested in that, get over there and check it out. Should be some great competition going on, bull riding on a high school level. Very unsafe.
Yeah, I can honestly say that there's nothing. I got to tip your cap to him.
Yeah,
but there's nothing about me getting on the back of a wild animal and riding it around.
No, you know,
there's always those certain sports or certain sporting events that you look at and you're like, man, that takes a lot of, well, you know, I don't know what the radio term would be, but
see, that could be your bull or no bull question of the day from Ace Hardware. Would you ever consider getting on the back of a bull? Bull or no bull? Hey, maybe you're spending your whole day out mowing the lawn. Take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z 4200 zero-turn mower at Hayes Hardware. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider. Summer's too short to spend it all cutting the grass. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. Plus, today's all power equipment is fully assembled. That's key. Serviced and ready to go. And they back it with service after the sale. And Ace offers free in-town delivery. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, Kearney, and Grand Island. Hey, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, a little U.S. Open talk. And then later in the show, we're set to be joined by Andy Hamilton, Iowa City Press Citizen. Back after this.
Farmers and ranchers, your days are getting longer and tougher, but Kearney Yamaha will ease your workload with a new Yamaha Grizzly 700. Featuring fuel injection, a fully automatic transmission, independent rear suspension, and four-wheel disc brakes, the Grizzly 700 will make irrigating and moving cattle much easier.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha. We can save you over $1,000 on a new Yamaha Grizzly 700, so hurry in to Kearney Yamaha today.
ATVs are recommended only for use by those 16 years and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
Hand it to America. To the linemen who climb the telephone poles, to the plumbers, electricians, carpenters, and mechanics on the job site every day. To all the folks who build this country and keep it running, hand them the pliers with the bright blue grips. Channel Lock pliers, made in America for over 120 years. Channel Lock. Work hard, sweat blue. Channel Lock Blue. Enter the red, white, and Channel Lock Blue sweepstakes for your chance to win a five-piece set of Channel Lock tools. To enter, log on to ChannelLockSweepstakes.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You do that for me?
Just for you. And everyone else.
Everyone!
Get your free quote. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
For generations, Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry products. We provide only the best quality products for patching, overlays, sealing, waterproofing, anchoring, concrete finishing, curing, and insulating, to mention a few. Call on our more than 140 years of combined experience for help with your unique project and expect a high level of customer service. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products. Building generations, one block at a time.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see showers and storms possible yet across the area today, along with some partial sun developing with high temperatures in the mid-90s. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 15, upper 60s for lows tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 79.
Back, Doug and Daddy Show. Taking you to lunch hour on a Tuesday here. We didn't no show yesterday. We didn't get any chance to share any thoughts on the U.S. Open and what went on. You actually got to see quite a bit of it. I got to see a majority of it on Sunday. And, you know, some very, very difficult golf course. You know, on Saturday or on Friday when we were bullseyes in Hastings, you know, I think we had the conversation, like, would you take even par right now and feel pretty good in the clubhouse? And, you know, then those people are, you know, Tiger, she's 66, and there's some low scores, they're 5 and 6 under, and Dustin Johnson. You're thinking, boy, there's no way this kid, well, there is, about two holes. He's puking all over himself. And, you know, to understand how difficult, the only problem with this whole golf course I had was, and it goes back to Saturday night, I'm actually out celebrating Doug Duda's birthday, so we're dancing, you know, of course, and we're watching it. No, we really weren't dancing. We're watching the golf course. We're watching the golf, and Phil whacks it into the stands on 17. So right away, you know, there's got to be, because our friend Doug, a little secret about him, he's got a little problem, wants to wager. Okay, he says, bet you lunch. He gets up and down. Well, I'm just looking at the golf course, thinking, well. Well, he put six trees in front of him and maybe move a concrete barrier, you know, 6 inches in front of him. I don't know what they drop, you know. I have no idea. But I'm figuring, as difficult as this course is, surely going to have a hell of a time getting up and down. He hit the thing 300 feet to the right. There's got to be a penalty for that, I'm assuming. Well, one would think when everybody else hits one 6 inches off the mark, and it bounces into a 20-foot bunker, and there's no way they can get up and down. So what? The next scene, they go to commercial, they come back. Here's a 10-foot circle that's mowed right next to the green, and then all this green to work with to the flagstick. And right away, you know, somebody's chuckling, going, ha ha. Lunch. Well, I'm thinking, there's no... Phil Mickelson would get up and down from that spot 100 out of 100 times. You know, he... ball stand up nicely. He hits her up to about 16, 18 inches, runs a par putt in. There's not one of those golfers out that wouldn't get up and down on 17 from the drop spot they put.
They are the world's best golfers.
They're incredible.
Yeah, they are the world.
But what the hell was that?
Yeah,
and you saw it.
Yeah, I did see it. And there's times throughout. I think if you go back to Wingfoot in 06 when he hit the corporate tent, which you and I hit that ball that far left in a golf, playing around a golf. We're OB and dropping from the tee box. Whereas, you know, so I mean, granted, it is sometimes dumbfounding. With all the rules of golf and all of the being in line of flight and everything else, you do sometimes benefit from being, you do sometimes benefit from being 300 feet left rather than 3 foot left.
Well, you got Ernie's on the incline. Can I touch the ground? Like, what if I accidentally would put my hand on my? He's asking the guy that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to keep his balance so he doesn't go head over heels down the hill into a 300 foot goalie. He's wondering, can I touch the ground?
Yeah,
we got to be that specific, you know. Talking about a mysterious rule,
You can shank it 8 rows deep.
But you can shank it 8 rows deep and take a beautiful drop right off the green and run it up there and par every time.
You know, I'm a huge fan of golf in general, and U.S. Open's one of my favorite tournaments to watch. And it was fun to. I loved it being on the West Coast. If you remember in 08 when it was at Torrey Pines, and now at this one. You got to watch so much golf in prime time. It was I thought it was really cool. I got to enjoy watching it with different types of people, and I love the guy who will throw in from the back. Oh, I could have made that putt, or you know, oh, I could have made that chip. You know, no, you couldn't. I was joking with you earlier when we were talking off air. I want you to go into your front yard. I want you to find that spot nearest the tree that doesn't quite get mowed all the time. I want you to drop
where the neighbor's labs peed 92 times and the grass is 12 inches thicker and deeper than any other grass in your yard.
Right. I want you to take a ball, drop it, and then step on it. And then I want you to hit it onto your driveway and stop it. Because that's what they're doing.
Yeah, they're comparing 14 to Shinnecock.
Yeah, it's, you know, some of those, you know, I don't know if you got to see the show with Mark Wahlberg and Drew Brees and all them. They tried to break 100. I don't think any of them did it. The poor lady shot like plus 57, you know.
Well, Tiger said I believe this is Tiger.
It started in 06 when Tiger said a
10 handicap that would not break 100.
Right.
And they're, oh my God, I'm a 10 handicap. I'll do it.
I honestly don't know if a scratch golfer breaks 100. there under those circumstances. I don't know how good Wahlberg was or Gretzky was or Drew Brees was or you know whatnot, but I bet you if you asked, if you go down to Golf USA and ask Gregor Maury or, you know, some guys who have game in, around, or even ask, you know, Dave James up at the I bet you he'd tell you the same. That, I mean, I consider myself a decent enough golfer. There's no chance that you break. I mean, some of those carries are 230, 240 just to carry, and then to keep it under control and get it out of the rough or whatnot is what they did, and how that course played is absolutely amazing. And I love the people who, well, I've played it before. You played it in October.
From the fifth set of tees up from where they're playing.
Yeah, so where you were at 505, where they were at 505 on a par four, you're hitting it 395. And it's not shaved down. It's all mowed relatively neat so that they can keep some sort of pace of play and do those types of things. And so I think there's certain sports that when you watch television, do it no justice. I think college baseball, I think professional baseball, the hitters make it look easy. Oh, 95, wham, I can hit it. Golf is the same type of thing that it looks pretty easy to do on television. You don't do it.
You get the two trees in the middle of the fairway. You don't realize there's 12 yards to the left and 6 yards to the right that actually are playable. Yeah, they hit it up there all the time.
Yeah. You know, I heard the guy talk, or they had Hunter Mahan on, the guy on before the show, the Colin Cowherd guy, and he's talking about how they try to hit it into a 6-foot window. That's what they're shooting for. Yeah. I think everybody else is a lot like me when we golf. Let's get it on the green.
Well, I think it's Van Pelt and Andy North sitting there talking about 14, talking about this table that we're right now, that's the area these guys are trying to land that ball to keep it on that green.
Yeah, and keep it from running away or running down into that. And it's even going to be cooler now at St. Andrews because, you know, you're talking about 8-foot, 10-foot bunkers. You got to hit backwards out of some of them. And so I really enjoy watching the British Open. That's my, you know, that's my dream before it's all said and done, bucket list type of thing. I got to get over. I hate going overseas because the food's not very good. But
people smell like cabbage.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Bad teeth.
I don't know. I just know that the food is not anywhere near what we're used to. But I'm used to.
For McDowell, though, great win for him. And
huge win for him.
You know what? And you thought he'd have been, he really composed himself, you know, even afterwards about as well as anybody could have done.
I felt bad for poor Dustin Johnson. Yeah, Dustin Johnson.
82.
I mean, to throw up on yourself like that in front of everybody. I mean, we're not talking about just a couple bad putts or a shot or two. I mean,
to lose a 6-shot lead in 3 holes.
And to lose it the way that he did, a couple flubs, I mean, straight shank lefts. I mean, that's like standing out on Metal Arc on the 10-tee, or you're on the 9-tee, and everyone's I mean, that's how far over it. That's how, you know, you're sitting on the 9-tee, if anybody knows the Metal Arc. That's how far over it is. That's hitting it off the 10th tee and putting it in. I mean, that's how far left he was. I mean, he's got to think about it. That's a long, I mean, for a guy that good, it's to hit it that far left. So, I mean, I do it every once a week, twice a week.
Well, yeah.
You know, but it's not my professional job. But I really like what the USGA does. I think they set up the course as ridiculously as possible. I love when Ian Poulter's like, how am I supposed to hit that shot? Hey, I don't know if anybody saw him. I think it was on.
Don't hit it there.
And he was like, you know, that's unfair. You know what, Ian Poulter, you play golf for a living. You can't really talk about what's
unfair.
Yeah.
That's
you
unfair.
Know, that's unfair that you make $9 million to go out and play golf and wear the ugliest outfits in the world. But I love it because I love to see him. I love to see like an Ian Poulter who runs his mouth and then he's got a chance to win the U.S. Open and he's just all over the place complaining and whatnot. And, you know, it's
unfair, Ian, when you order a light beer, they give you Amstel Light, not Busch Light.
Yeah.
But that's what's unfair, Ian.
Yeah. When you're talking about going to work for the day, you go putt. Got to go work and grind. I love when they talk about got to just grind through the day. You are golfing for a living. Grinding through a day is being outside when it's 98 degrees out and working. Putting together the roads or building infrastructure or doing – that's grinding through a day. It's, having to try to shoot a 72 rather than a 70 playing professional golf is not grinding through a day. I know it's all relative, but and somebody needs to shut Johnny Miller up.
What?
I wanted to. Johnny Miller, you were not that good. My father, who I trust that says everything he says is true, my father says he's not that good, so I would like... I mean, he what, won one?
Two, I believe.
Two U.S. Opens? Okay.
But...
You're not that great, man. You were honestly not that good. You are not Jack Nicklaus. You are not Arnold Palmer.
Well, he's one... I don't know...
You're not Tom Watson.
How does he have the authority to criticize these guys like Phil and Tiger?
Yeah.
When you think, oh, Tiger just rolling it terribly today.
Yeah. You know, Walter, who was it? Is it Roger Maltby? He cannot even see the ball if he were to go try to line up a putt. He could not even see over the ball. And he's going to tell somebody else that they don't know how to putt. I just don't. I mean, I don't understand. You know, that's the thing that I, and I know, I don't know if you're allowed to criticize ESPN, but as a guest speaker, I can.
Yeah,
I guess I can.
Absolutely.
Can they, I want them to start ESPN4, where it's just sports highlights. Remember when they used to do that? It was just sports highlights, and they didn't bring in everybody to talk about every event or break down everything. I mean, they got more talking heads on ESPN that are just – they talk nonsense that you don't even want to hear about. I just want to know the score, some highlights, and who this guy was 3-for-4, this guy was 2-for-4. Oh, who won the basketball game? Who led him in scoring? Oh, they went on an 18-0 run. That's why they won. Thank you. I don't need Jalen Rose or Antoine Walker or all these has-been hoopsters to come in and tell us why they did it. Or, you know, this is why the Celtics are winning. Yeah, I don't know about... I hate it. I want ESPN4, and I just want it to go back to the good old days of Craig Kilborn and Dan Patrick and SportsCenter. What's Keith Olbermann?
There you go.
All the old-school guys where they just talked, and they were entertaining.
And didn't offer their political opinion, Keith
exactly.
Olbermann.
Yeah.
Just tell us who hit the baseball.
And who's Alexi Lawless?
He's a soccer player that used to have the hair, look like Carrot Top with a big beard.
Oh!
Yeah!
Because I don't know about anybody else, but that you should be able to, if you were, like, for example, from the state of Nebraska, I don't think anybody cares that the World Cup's on.
No.
You should be able to have, like yesterday, they had Wimbledon on rather than the College World Series.
The longest Wimbledon ever, Djokovic getting put, yes, I understand.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, we should be allowed to watch the College World Series since it's in Nebraska rather than the 9 a.m. game between Uruguay and...
Great point.
You know, I don't know, but that's just me.
I'm with you. We got to take another break when we come back. Andrew Hamilton, Iowa City Press citizen, said to join us, talk about Iowa's thoughts on Nebraska entering the Big Ten. Back after this.
Hey, Greeny, we should play golf together more often.
Yeah, but that would require me to be around you more often.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You have too much baking to do. Well, the Bass Pro Shop's Ultimate Outdoor Giveaway has a prize that might get you out of the house and onto the links.
True. Visit ESPNradio.com, see how you could win the Nike Golf Prize Package. With the 2010 Slingshot Irons, Blade Putter, and Extreme Bag, plus a Nike Dymo Driver, you'll be shaving strokes in no time.
Just visit ESPNradio.com or your local Bass Pro. Greeny would, but those cookies won't bake themselves.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
It's like no other exhibition game.
Take me out to the ball game.
There remains a magic in this clustering of stars who swing bats for show and toss the horse hide so it looks like an aspirin. And when the hype subsides, when Americans face nationals, it comes down to that simple confrontation. Pitcher against batter. Mano a mano. It's all-star coverage. Hear the Midsummer Classic on the station that's stroking gappers to the wall. ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550.
We'll see showers and storms possible yet across the area today, along with some partial sun developing with high temperatures in the mid-90s. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 15, upper 60s for lows tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Back Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio station. Want to remind you, this Saturday, Builders is hosting the Traeger Nationals, an amateur-only barbecue contest at the Kearney store. This Saturday, the benefit is for the Nebraska Firefighters Museum. Hey, you got to bring your grill and cook on it, a Traeger pellet grill. Hey, the parking lot's going to be full of Traegers. They can bring their own generators. They'll have a giant generator on the trailer for an extra fee. This is going to be a great event. Traeger owners from three states are all coming. There's more than 1,000 registered Traeger owners from three states. They all know about this event. Many of them are coming. This is going to be awesome, people. You're going to want to check out Builders Warehouse. They're going to have a dunk tank set up. They're going to have a lot going on. All the money generated is going to the Nebraska Firefighters Museum. And someone is going to win pellets for the rest of their life for a Traeger grill. So an awesome prize that will be given away on Saturday at Builder's Warehouse right along 2nd Avenue in North Kearney. Right now, though, we head to Iowa City to the Press Citizen where Andy Hamilton joins us. Andy, how are you this morning?
Good. How about you?
Great. Great to get you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Appreciate the time you gave us today. Kind of waited to get the Iowa point of view. Obviously, a lot of talk here in Nebraska. That's the natural born-in rivalry. Is that the Iowa point of view with Nebraska coming to the Big Ten?
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. That I think a lot of people out here were kind of hoping somewhere along the line the teams would have met between, I think 2000 was the last meeting. It sounds like 2011 will be the next, and I think a lot of Iowa fans, that's too long of a wait to have the opportunity to see that game.
Andy, are there? I guess when a new person comes into the conference, is there a general excitement? Is there anybody in the Big Ten that doesn't agree with this move?
I haven't heard of too much resistance to the move at all. It seemed like everybody that I've talked to was in support of Nebraska coming in. I think everybody realizes what Nebraska can add to the league from a football standpoint, and not only that, but the addition of the 12th team. You're probably looking at a conference championship game, which is something a lot of Big Ten fans have been looking forward to for a long time. I mean, the league has wrapped up play before Thanksgiving, and there's 2 weeks of football that's going on, college football going on, that Big Ten fans, haven't been able to watch their teams play. They're sitting around watching the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12, Pac-10. All the other power conferences are playing, and the Big Ten's sitting at
right.
home waiting for bowl games.
From the Iowa City Press Citizen, Andy Hamilton joins us today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Andy, as far as alignment goes, is it strictly an East and West deal? We're hearing reports that Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State think it's unfair for those three to all be on the opposite side. Just your thoughts on that.
I don't know what's going to happen there. I could see them going a couple different ways with it. I think geographically, just drawing the line between from Illinois west and Indiana east makes a lot of sense. But that makes a lot of sense from the travel standpoint. Keeping natural rivalries together. But I think you could also break it up a little bit and maybe you know, maybe include Michigan, Michigan State in a Western division or a division with the Western teams. Or, you know, I've also seen some that have suggested putting Penn State out here with, you know, Iowa, Nebraska, and in Wisconsin, Minnesota, some schools like that, which, you know, obviously does not make sense geographically, but it could keep the competitive balance, you know, pretty similar. And, you know, I think ultimately the thing that makes most sense is to just draw the line at the Illinois-Indiana border and keep the schools together and find a way to, you know, to cross over the schedule a little bit to where you're playing divisional teams, where the power teams on the West would play the power teams on the East. And, you know, I think that's the best way to keep the balance in the league.
Is Coach Ferentz offered up his opinion on the whole deal, or is he sticking to the football line like Coach Pelini?
Yeah, I think Coach is basically just, you know, from talking to him on Friday a little bit, he's just excited to move forward with it and ready to, you know, just take on whatever the league hands out. You know, what you know, hasn't been a big proponent for a conference championship game in the past, does not like the idea of playing after Thanksgiving, but, you know, he has stated that repeatedly in the past, but, you know, it's here, it's probably going to be here to stay, and you know, I think he just accepts that that's the way it's going to be.
You know, you can be against a championship game, but doesn't he have to admit just the rust? Doesn't that kill the Big Ten in bowl games?
You know, I think there have been some instances where it hurt Iowa. 2002, they were clipping along at the end of the season, probably as well as anybody in the country. And then they, you know, have close to 7 weeks off before they played USC in the Orange Bowl and just played a terrible game. But I think Kirk has passed that off more as a deal where, you know, that was the first year they'd really burst onto the scene nationally. Had Brad Banks going off to the Heisman. Kirk was, you know, picking up some coaching awards. Dallas Clark won the Mackey Award. Nate Kading won the Groza Award. They had all these guys that were missing time going off to award shows and banquets. And I think he thought that was more of a disruption than the time. And you know, last year they had a long layoff and played a pretty good game against Georgia Tech in the Orange Bowl. They've had long layoffs before and played well in bowl games. So I don't know if the layoff is really hurt them all that much, but, you know, obviously that's an issue that, you know, people point to in the past as one of the reasons why the Big Ten has not performed well in bowl games in recent years.
Andy, what does Iowa City, what are the hot spots fans that go there have to take in on a Iowa Hawkeye Saturday?
Oh boy, I think you know, the Magic Bus. It sounds like it's here to stay. It was, you know, that's one of the things that was featured a few years back in Sports Illustrated. Is one of the tailgating must sees when you come to Iowa. It looked like it was getting phased out at the end of the year. They had somebody step forward and buy it and move the location of it. So it's going to be here to stay. I think everywhere along Melrose Street or Melrose Avenue on game day is quite a sight. You know, just the town really comes alive when it's a fall Saturday and the Hawkeyes are in town.
Andy, we appreciate getting your point of view on Nebraska moving to the Big Ten. I look forward to continuing to have you on periodically up until we meet in 2011.
All right, anytime.
Hey, thanks so much. Andy Hamilton from the Iowa City Press Registry joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Yeah, I kind of waited everything to sink in. I think everybody right away was, yeah, let's go get it. You know, there's that. It's a rivalry. I don't know how heated that rivalry would be. It would be more of a fun rivalry. Hey, we're going to get you. You're going to get us. You know what? You come from Big Ten country.
Yep.
You think is that a natural? All those. There's so many of those Big Ten towns that are. They're not real.
I think it always boils down to, I always say that the town's rivalries or the fan base's rivalries is not always the players or the coaches' rivalries. Usually, it has something to do with. Something will happen on the field, or there'll become rivalries through who the programs view as rivalries. But I always say is the fans' rivalries aren't necessarily always the teams or the coaches' rivalries. You know, if you look back at some of the more famous rivalries, you know, and I'll just use the Notre Dame-Miami one, for example, when it was Catholics versus the convicts and whatnot. You know, both those teams got along relatively well. Now, right. The fans and the media and everybody made a big to-do about it. But, you know, if you know if you kind of look at the inner side of things, you know, you talk about – so I always say that it's going to take some games. It's going to take some close games or some blowout games or – you know, for them to get their Big Ten rivals. You know, someone maybe put us up a touchdown when they didn't need to put one up, or, you know, someone feels slighted, or, you know, there's some locker room material. So I don't know if there's necessarily going to be rivalries yet until you start to play the games. Now, naturally, for the fans, there's rivalries because Iowa and Nebraska are next to each other. But I think for the players and the coaches and whatnot, you'll wait and see until some things kind of happen. I'm interested to see how Hoops does.
We'll see. It looks like the Big Ten's got the power teams, and then just a huge drop off. And hopefully, you know, hopefully everybody's seen it. Hopefully, Doc will get the deal back to.
I think that the Big Ten is better from top to bottom than the Big 12 was, and I think that's where it's going to be a bigger issue, because, you know.
Hey, before we get out of here, Damon, the 2010 Bronco Nagurski Trophy preseason watch list was announced in the last couple days. Prince Amakamura and Jared Crick, both in Nebraska, on this list, along with Noah Keller out of Ohio, linebacker from Ohio, from right here at Kearney High. Noah's going to be back the middle of July. Look forward to getting him on, talking about the Ohio and him and Coach Solich ready to get underway with their season. Also, Phil Steele's magazine has come out. He is a first-team linebacker on that watch list as well. So in the Mid-American Conference, he is on Phil Steele's 2010 MAC team. So congratulations. There's some preseason awards going out. Now, I know you want to be on the postseason awards instead of that preseason list, but it's always nice to be mentioned before things get underway. So that's something to keep your eye on. Before we get out of here, you know what? We're going to hit the get out of here button, and we're going to take these calls after we get out of here. Here is your trivia question for the day. We talked about the College World Series. There's been only one team that has lost their opening round game and came back to win the College World Series. Tuesday, Troutman's Trivia. Who's the one team that's come back through the loser's bracket and found a way to win the College World Series? I did not know it ever happened before. Coach Day had the answer right away. And, of course, Doug Duda, because he's so smart. He had it, too.
Smartest man I ever met.
Just ask him. Hey, we want to thank Andy Hamilton, the Iowa City Press citizen. Also want to thank, from the Nebraska Rodeo Association,
Ryder Nelson
for joining us as well. Tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to be right back with you. Damon Day is going to be sending in. I'm going to be with you again. Doug's gone once again, College World Series, but hey, we look forward to having a great show. Looking back, talking sports, whatever you want, you think of a thought throughout the night. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStage.com. We'll see you tomorrow. 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.